It's time for the Technocast, your digital blast.
Ladies and gentlemen, your systems are offline.
Molweni, igama ubongekile umamele the Technocast, your digital plug.
Hey yo, this is your boy Kagiso, you're listening to the Technocast, your digital plug.
Igama Thando, you're listening to the Technocast, your digital plug.
This is your boy Castro Ghana, you're listening to the Technocast, your digital plug.
This message is brought to you by the Technocast, because we care. Taking responsibility of your own health, that of your family members, and your community is crucial. Therefore, always wash your hands and sanitize, social distance, wear your mask, and be mindful of possible transmission sources. The Technocast, plugging a COVID-19 free environment.
To have you back and welcome to the Technocast. Something that is important is normally emphasized, right? On this episode, we speak with experts Dave Waltz and Boinkosi Zulu, who both started out on community radio but are now on bigger platforms. Simply because they both have a background of community radio, they then shared the importance of community radio going digital as well as radio personalities going digital. They also shared with us their brief remembrance of community radio.
The Technocast, the Technocast, your digital blah.
When I think back to starting out in community radio at a station called Smart FM in Johannesburg, safety, music, and real talk. I mean, I remember we had domestic brand CD player. We had two domestic brand CD players in the studio. We had this little mobile DJ desk, and just to the left of it there was a switch to switch on the microphone, which, because of the way that it was wired, would produce an audible click on air. So to this day, I only ever switch on a microphone on one of the main beats of the song to try and hide that click a little bit. I mean, the production guy, he had a digital audio workstation to work on, but when he was in a hurry, he would go back to his 8-track, classic old Fostex machine that was standing in the studio. From the start of community radio to where we are today, there's obviously been an incredible development within the industry. And we now talk about digital migration. It's an absolute no-brainer in the truest sense of the word. I think once, as a program manager, station manager, you experience the power of using the digital playout systems to create your playlist almost effortlessly, to create that brand for your station and that consistency. It's an absolute, I said, it's a no-brainer. At the same time, it has to be said that community radio and digital migration in South Africa 2021, any such conversation is going to be a random sense conversation. I am under the impression that some of the companies providing digital playout systems do offer special packages, special prices, and products with obviously slightly reduced functionality to the community market, which I think is a brilliant initiative and is worthy of support. And there's one other element of digital migration that I don't think should be overlooked, and that is the fact that the more community stations that can be on a digital platform, the more highly qualified radio people they will send out into the world to come knock on my door. And that when I'm looking at taking on somebody I know, I don't have to climb the digital hill. This person has already worked on such a system, and it's little things, but it's beneficial on so many levels. Digital migration for community radio, I am entirely in favor of it.
I really don't understand how they survived all the practical, enormous work that went into community radio back then. Things are much simpler now. That was Dave Waltz, acting program manager and production manager at Rise FM in Nelspruit, Mpumalanga, pointing out key factors of community radio going digital. Next up, we spoke to Boinkosi Zulu, known on the airwaves as the Big Zill on air, about the importance of community radio going digital and the importance of radio personalities going digital.
The Technocast, the Technocast, your digital blah.
If you're running radio at this point in time and your strategy does not include or preparations of being digital, or you are not already digital, you are playing and time is leaving you behind. It has to be one of your most integral parts of your strategy. In fact, the way I see it, FM should come second. Analog should come second. The first thing you should be thinking of when you're setting up a radio station is digital. So that's that, because we're playing in a global scale right now. Secondly, to the personalities on radio, I wish when I started that somebody told us that radio, in all its greatness and all its essence, radio is not a job. As a personality, in preparing yourself for the digital space, you have to be in radio and also thinking, how do I create content independently? You can't just be delivering content on radio and not thinking of, how do I create my own content outside of the radio framework? I'm talking podcasts, YouTube channels, and thinking of creative content that belongs to you.
That's the Big Zill, emphasizing on how if you run a community radio station and aren't already in the digital space or working towards getting into it, then you are seriously in danger. Also advising radio personalities to start creating digital content independently using the radio platform given. How much content are your favorite radio personalities giving to you outside radio? Think about it. Let us know on our social media platforms. See you again on the next episode, where we find out from a community radio station manager whether he thinks the sector is ready to go digital or not, and why it is important for digital migration in this sector.
Kind of worried about where your media career fits into the digital space? Can your creativity be taken to the next level and making you stand out and recognized? Namisa is here to give you the right skills and qualifications to make sure your creativity is recognized. With courses in radio production, film and television, animation and graphic design, and interactive media. With SAQA recognized national certificates, Namisa offers unique digital national skills and training programs. This makes them part of the solution to South Africa's e-skills challenge, making them relevant in the digital world. Give us a call on 011-484-0584 or simply check out our website www.namisa.co.za. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Search for Namisa, the National Electronic Media Institute of South Africa. Namisa. Let's go digital.